Good afternoon. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Today we're going to talk a little bit about frameworks. I've mentioned one of the simplest frameworks before. It's intro, 3 points, conclusion. There's lots of variations of that, but that's the basic idea of it. Frameworks, there's upside and downside frameworks, just like everything else. The upside is frameworks give you a structure. And a lot of times, if you don't have anything else, if you're nervous, you don't really want to get started, or you're frightened of getting started, you've got the framework. It acts as a map and it helps you to get going. And even if you mess up the framework, even, you know, like in the case we gave, you forget your intro or you forget one of your points, you've still got the rest of the framework filled in. So you can still work with that missing, you know, with the framework, even if some of the pieces are missing. Another way it helps, and I think this is the primary way, it helps you plan. So when you have a framework to help you plan, when you're just thinking about writing a speech or writing anything and you don't have anything, you're just trying to guess where to start, that's a really tough situation. If you've got a framework and you can modify the framework or throw the framework out completely if it's not working for you anymore once you get started. But in order to get started, it really helps to have that framework. If you have the blank sheet in front of you, you can just write down intro, space, point one, space, point two, space, point three, space, conclusion. And now you've got something. You've got a start. Also, when you're really building it out, when you come up with those sections, then it's easy to think of, well, what are the big 3 points of speaking? Or what are the big 3 points of whatever it is you want to talk about? You think about that and you come up with the most important ones, or at least the most important ones that occur to you now. And then as you think, as you go on, you might modify those. But even in the moment, then you can say, okay, well, the first important point is relaxation, say. I talk about relaxation a lot. I don't know if it'd be the first point, but let's say it is. Well, how do you relax? What's the process for relaxation? How do you integrate relaxation in your life? How do you get to the point with relaxation that some of it is with you all the time? So even when you go to speak and you might be really nervous, you're more relaxed than you would have been if you hadn't learned to relax in the first place. And then you go deeper into relaxation. And say, I talk about one of the points of relaxation is deep, slow breathing. Okay, well, how do you do deep, slow breathing? What are the specifics of deep, slow breathing? How can you get the most out of your deep, slow breathing? When does deep, slow breathing work the best? And you can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and digging deeper into the framework once you started with a framework. But it's very hard to do without the framework. It's very difficult to dig deep into things, particularly things that you haven't really planned out or thought about exactly how you'd like to say them or communicate them, if you don't have that framework to help you get started. The downside of frameworks, it's easy to get attached to them. It's easy to think, oh, well, if I don't have this framework, then I won't be able to put together a good speech. I certainly can't do it off the top of my head. Well, the good thing about frameworks is, of course, if you practice enough, you can do it off the top of your head. You're used to the framework enough, you might find yourself moving towards the framework, even if you're not consciously choosing to do so. But again, it can be something that stands in the way of you acting extemporaneously. And it can be a thing that you don't really need, but you think you need. And so you're worried because you don't have the framework. Well, you can sit there and study frameworks for the rest of your life. I've tried this quite a bit myself. I've wasted a lot of time trying to get things perfect before I actually get it out there. Now I'm trying to err on the other side. I'd rather get something out there, like I'm doing with the podcast. I'd rather get something out there, whatever it is, whether it's great or not, and be consistent about getting something out there. And then as I go, then I can develop the framework more. Then I can dig a little bit deeper. Then I can try to figure it out. But I want to figure it out in motion rather than trying to figure it out before I get started. So frameworks are very useful. And again, if you want a framework right now, I'll give you the same one we've been talking about. I mentioned at the beginning, you start with an introduction, you make 3 major points, and then a conclusion. If you want to vary that, you can vary that a lot. You can make it a main point, and then 3 stories from your life that support the main point, and then you conclude. Or it can be 1 main thing, but then there's 3 steps to that main thing. So there's a variety of different ways you can apply that framework. Just the practice of using frameworks can make you a little bit more comfortable at doing something you're not comfortable doing. and also it can be the beginning of digging much deeper into the topic, particularly when you're using it while you're planning out the speech or the idea or whatever communication it is. When you use the framework, then it can help you go much deeper and ultimately also see the gaps in your knowledge and fill in those gaps and further expand your knowledge. It helps you pay attention more closely to the field. It helps you dig deeper into the field and into yourself. I'm Ben Langland. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.